Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Sister Carla. She's a missionary sister servant of the Word. Welcome again, Sister.
Thank you, Father.
Great to have you. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord God, we give you thanks for this day. We pray especially for all of those young men and women called to religious life. May they respond generously to this call which the Lord has planted in their hearts. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Sister, last we were talking about, we kind of abruptly ended, if you can excuse me, because I wanted to hear more about this in detail today, about your life as a religious. So we were talking about, you know, this sort of encountering Christ, which seems to me that it happens in your retreats and then through your initial Bible formation as a lay missionary. But I was wondering, you know, if you could talk a little bit more about your daily life. And you also talked about these five pillars, too.
Yes. So I started to say that one of those pillars is prayer. It's prayer. Then it's also work. Study. When I say study, we study the Bible courses. So basically, it's the Bible course is the method that we use. We also have apostolate. We, in the formation, we go out to do apostolate, house visits. We also promote the evangelization through magazines, through books. And the last pillar that is sustains us is community life, because we are never alone. We are called to be in a community. So that's really what sustains us. So if we leave that, I think I wouldn't be here.
Now, Sister, we can kind of maybe work through these pillars and what they kind of look like. So in your prayer life, and, you know, we know that the life of a disciple, prayer is absolutely necessary in that daily prayer. And regardless of our vocation, you know, some people might think, well, you know, priests and religious, they're the ones that have to pray every day. But really, we all do.
Yes, we all do.
What does your prayer life look like, especially as a sister?
So since we wake up in the morning, because we ring the bell so everyone can wake up, then we do a prayer of thanksgiving for having a new day. Then after we arrive to the chapel, we pray our office of reading, our morning prayer, and a meditation from a book written by our founder. He has written many books, of course, about virtues, humility, generosity, and all of those virtues. And then after half an hour of that meditation, then we go and do our chores, or we go to Mass. Depends on the schedule that we have. So we have the Eucharist. And then we also have our community prayer, which is before the Blessed Sacrament. And then throughout the day, there is work. And then we can also do our personal prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, which we are invited to do Lectio Divina, right? To meditate in the Word of God, God speaks and encounters us, so that we can give that hope to others. Because how can we be missionaries bringing the Word of hope if we don't meditate it ourselves? So that's really and they always also advises your prayer life. It doesn't end in the chapel. It doesn't end after you finish your morning prayer, but it should be a constant. Your life, it's a constant prayer.
Beautiful. You know, and it is, and this is maybe a theme we can look at later, is the importance of Scripture in your community. Yes. I mean, you know, you are the sister servants of the Word, you know, so it's really fitting that Scripture runs such an important part in your life. One thing, I guess, with, you know, kind of prayer, I was just wondering, especially as we're near the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe and Christmas and everything, the role of Our Lady in the life of your community.
Yes. Thank you, Father, for reminding. How could I forget? Of course, every day we are also called to pray our rosary. We do it in community or personal or both. And we know that our mother is the one who sustains also, right, our vocation and gives us the hope and the courage to continue. As missionaries, Father, we are far away from our families. Of course, we can communicate to them by a phone, but we have them very far away, sometimes very far. And even we have them close, we don't have that contact because we have so much to do in the mission. So, of course, our mother gives us the comfort that they are okay and that we can continue, right, serving the Lord, taking care of His. Do whatever He tells you, she said in the scriptures.
And she handles the rest.
Yes.
Beautiful. Now, then you talk about work, but then also the apostolate, and you distinguish the two. So I think, is work like the stuff you need to do around the house?
Yes.
Kind of.
Yes. So in the formation house, there are different work that we do. In the girls, of course, we take care. We cook. We take turns to cook, to clean the house, to maybe the plants, the gardens, to feed the animals. Then the brothers have the tough work, right? Construction. In the farm, at the farm. So that's what we mean. We have our, most of the day, maybe from 10 to 1 is work time. That's the time of work to fix the house. We are taught that we have to work for what we have. And Father Luigi, our founder, always repeats the sacred scriptures, what St. Paul says. Whoever doesn't want to work, then don't eat. Right? You can't. Maybe I changed it around a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's. I think that's an important line. I've heard it quoted to priests, too. If, you know, those who do not work should not eat.
Should not eat. And our founder says, and you can't preach. If you don't want to work, you can't also preach.
Yeah. Yes. Then your apostolate work, so you guys do house-to-house evangelization.
Yes.
What does that look like?
Okay, so we go to visit each house. So, for example, we choose a neighborhood, mm-hmm. and then we must visit every house. So we knock at the doors, of course, with this situation, as we know, the COVID, we have to adjust to everything. Mm-hmm. But we will go and knock at each house. And then we introduce ourselves and we share the word of God. But of course, we just ask how they're doing. Have you attended Mass? How is your family? And then, of course, we finish with a prayer, with the scripture, with a Bible text, and then we pray with them. So they can feel the warmth and the love of the church in their homes. And many, Father would say, would express everywhere. I think everywhere where I've been, they would say, oh, I am happy that you're here because this has really never happened to us. I'm happy that the church is doing this. So, okay, so that gives us comfort. But of course, Father, there's always those situations where they will reject us. Yes, I mean, there's everything in the vineyard of the Lord.
Right? Do you almost exclusively go to Spanish-speaking households?
No, Father. Because wherever we go, there can be different, right? It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be only the Hispanics, but whoever opens the door, right? And here, of course, there's always a sister or missionary who can speak the language, English. Some don't, but there's always one who can speak it. So they will do the same thing, and the people are grateful.
Do you invite them then to something after you've done this prayer,
Father,
and scripture reading?
Because we usually go visit where we belong, like the parish, near mm-hmm. the parish. So we will say, okay, now you're invited to this activity that we have in the church. We are starting Bible courses. We will come and pray the rosary with your family. And then this is the time of the Mass. And so we are inviting them to participate also.
And both the lay missionaries and the sisters would do this kind of work.
Yes. So since we are in the formation until even the priest, of course, in the times that they're available. But yes, we are also, all of us. That's one of the things that really caught my attention when I met the community. And that's what really encouraged me to say, wow, I can also be a missionary because I can be useful to the Lord in some way. Because, Father, I really felt that I was very selfish, and I just took care of my needs, of my wants and desires. Then when I started to see so many problems in the families, I said, whoa, I thought I had problems, but no.
Beautiful. And you do this every day, the home visits,
yes.
Or 5 days a week? Or
every day, or, for example, like if there's the formation girls once a week only.
Yeah.
But the lay missionaries, every day.
Excellent. As we kind of wrap up, study, which we'll talk about, I think, the importance of Scripture in your community. But community life, what does kind of that look like?
Okay, so everything that we do is together, right? We help each other. We talk to each other. We eat together. We pray together. We play together. We have a community life. We share. So it's the importance of knowing how to work together, because working with a people, it's an art, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially, Father, in this missionary life, when all of a sudden you are with five sisters that you never met in your whole life. They have different backgrounds. So it's really amazing to know that, yes, we can live in community, and it's the grace of God that unites us, even though we have different ways of thinking, of doing things. But the Lord is the center of our life. Where it should be.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Sister, for joining us. And let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Lord God, we ask that you bless all those in religious life. Give them the grace of perseverance and of a generous heart through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today has been Sister Carla. Until next time, peace and all good.